Rising construction costs are pushing several city road projects over budget as the season kicks into high gear. A report coming to this week's city council meeting says an exceptionally high construction price index of 15.3% on a year-over-year basis is reflected in rising budgets of several projects already underway. It is anticipated that as inflation takes hold, there may be increased number of projects that come in over budget, warns the report from the city's chief financial officer Cheryl Ayers. Additionally, forecasting has become more challenging due to the significant volatility seen in the markets, leading to uncertainty in which procurements will result in budget shortfalls. Ayers writes that in the event of budget shortfalls, staff in various divisions may identify lower priority projects to defer in order to free up funding for the highest priority projects. If priority projects need additional funding, it will trigger the need for council approval. Ayers says staff will work to prioritize reports to council that detail the cost of successful bids, to ensure that prices obtained through the procurement process are honored and the work proceeds in a timely manner. It should be noted that deferring projects only pushes the funding challenges further into the future, namely the 2023 capital budget. The city's prioritization model will continue to be used as part of the 2023 capital budget process to ensure priority work proceeds within constrained funding limits. Projects already well north of their projected budgets include the $1.4 million South Street reconstruction at 12% over budget, replacement of a culvert on Old Mill Road, which is 18% over budget, playground replacement at Gale Street, Northview Heights and Lincoln Park playground replacements, 10.6% over budget, the $1.9 million budget to reconstruct Westminster Drive North and Westminster Drive South as 15.8% over budget, and the renovation of the Parklawn Chapel at 1.9% over budget. So far only two projects have come in under budget, the two-year $3.75 million reconstruction of First Avenue and Grand Avenue at 2.6% under budget, and the $2.5 million reconstruction of Henderson, Bella and Cribb Streets at just 0.5% under budget. In addition to the rising costs, staff are having difficulty finding suppliers, contractors and consultants with sufficient available capacity to bid on work. This is mainly the result of high economic activity resulting in excess demand for goods and services in the marketplace, Ayers writes. Pushing projects into 2023 may not be the best option either since it only pushes the funding challenges further into the future. The 2023 capital budget is already strained since cost estimates made for next year in the 10-year capital plan were based on typical inflation assumptions of 2-3%. The 10-year capital plan as part of the 2022 budget and business plan included $575 million in funded capital projects. It also included 36 unfunded projects totaling $38 million in funding needs. As staff roll forward these forecasted projects and prepare the 2023 draft budget, the project's estimated costs will need to be inflated based on the construction price index at the time of preparing the draft budget. This will drastically drive cost increases in the capital budget, Ayers writes. Revenues aimed at creating a balanced budget will be constrained based on available tax or user rate revenues and may result in an increase to the number of unfunded projects over the 10 years. The city says it will use a prioritization model to determine the priority of each project going forward to ensure priority work proceeds within constrained funding limits. Although the city anticipates Bank of Canada interest rate increases will moderate spending, gradually reduce demand and help to lower inflation over time, it is not predicted to result in lower costs for materials and labor. Costs have increased to a new level and are expected to stay at that level or continue to increase, writes Ayers.